This is Apollo Control. We don't anticipate a great deal of further conversation with the crew. We expect they will attempt to get some sleep shortly. The conversation that just ended, we advised that through one of the computer programs, the dead band, or that area of excursions which the guidance system will allow before firing the RCS thrusters to correct it, had been narrowed from 30 degrees to 0.5 degree. What this would mean if the RCS jets were enabled is that unless the crew reselected the 30 degree dead band, the jets would be firing more frequently to keep the spacecraft within the narrower limits. Since the spacecraft is very stable at this point, very few wobbling motions, it was felt that the narrower dead band was acceptable. The jets are not enabled, and the crew would not be disturbed by firing of the reaction control system jets, even if the spacecraft moved out of the 0.5 degree dead band. In the event of any large excursions, which we would not expect based on the passive thermal control mode used in Apollo 10, it would be possible to awaken the crew from the ground and have the situation corrected. We would not expect, however, for the spacecraft attitude to change significantly during the night, and we do intend to continue in the passive thermal control mode as it is presently set up. At this time, Apollo 11 is 61,509 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a speed of 7,449 feet per second, which would translate to about 5,000 miles an hour. At 12 hours, 54 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.